Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Berger moves to third. Steinbacher moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger scores. Steinbacher scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up beyond short. Appling can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vosmick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cronin moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Higgins moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Door is walked intentionally. Jean Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. QL moves to second. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen scores. QL scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berger bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knott moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. QL reaches second base with a double. Owen goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins strikes out. 1 out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Knott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger bunts for an out with unknown description. Knott moves to second. 1 out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock now catching. Dick Mitkiff now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, White Sox, 5. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Knott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Eric McNair pinch hits for Dick Midkiff. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Peacock moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-4 in the game. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Emerson Dickman now pitching. G. Walker pinch hits for Luke Sewell. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 7, White Sox, 7. Jim Bagby now pitching. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Renssa now catching. Frank Gabler now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Higgins strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Appling reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 8, White Sox, 8. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Peacock reaches third base with a triple. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peacock scores. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer bunts for an out with unknown description. Bagby moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bagby moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bagby scores. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 12-8, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 13-8, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Berger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Berger reaches second base with a double. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.